Since the coronavirus hit the region in March, there has been a steep decline in the number of ER cases. And that is surprising since emergency room visits are not typically things you can put off and doctors are very concerned. WHYY's Hannah Chin has more.
Would-be ER visitors are weighing their fear of worsening symptoms against their fear of the coronavirus. And often, fear of the virus wins. That's a big problem when even a few hours can turn a regular medical issue into a life-threatening one. Scott Levy, chief medical officer at Doylestown Health, says one stroke patient came in 2 or 3 days after exhibiting limb weakness and slurred speech.
If this was somebody who came in within an hour, 2 hours of onset of symptoms, he would have immediately triggered a stroke alert. We would have done a CAT scan literally within minutes of him hitting the door of the emergency room.
But instead,
the CAT scan and the MRI showed that he had a stroke that had completed. He has to go very significant physical therapy to get any recovery of function, but he'll have a lifelong deficit.
Levy's seen the same scenario with cardiac arrest. If you're having a medical emergency, he says, seek help immediately. Hannah Chin, WHYY News.